For years, the car ferry and the federal government have been talking about whether to extend the boat's permit to dump coal ash into Lake Michigan. The issue drew plenty of scrutiny from Great Lakes politicians, environmentalists, and owners of other ferries. Now Lake Michigan Car Ferry and the EPA have entered into a proposed consent decree under which the boat would reduce coal ash dumping over the next 2 years before halting the dumping by the end of 2014. The car ferry plans to keep burning coal but install an unspecified ash container and says it will properly dispose of or recycle the ash on land. The EPA wants to fine the car ferry $25,000 for violating the Clean Water Act last year. The company and EPA declined to do an on-the-record interview. But Amber Meyer-Smith of Clean Wisconsin says the deal is disappointing. Smith says Lake Michigan Car Ferry could have acted long ago.
The company has used the time EPA has given them before only to try and get around complying with the law. So the fact that they're getting more time is a little bit disappointing for us to see.
Smith also says she wishes the car ferry would stop using coal and switch to another fuel like natural gas. Smith plans to file comments on the proposed deal during an upcoming 30-day comment period. Governor Scott Walker says he's very pleased to hear the EPA and Lake Michigan Car Ferry have found a, quote, reasonable solution regarding the future of the boat. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.